We're talking about gossip this morning. In the studio with us, Pastor Matt Mitchell. He's a local pastor, and you've written a great book called Resisting Gossip. Matt, let's talk about what gossip looks like when it shows up.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it can look and sound a little different.
It can, depending on why we're gossiping. The Bible says, our Lord Jesus says, that it's out of the overflow of the heart the mouth speaks, Matthew 12:34.
That's my son's favorite verse.
And that says that gossip comes out of what's already inside of us. We don't gossip because of some outside force acting on us, even though sometimes it feels like, oh, they made me do it. No, we gossip because of what's already inside of our hearts. And that could be a lot of different things. There are different motivations for being a gossip. For example, some of us gossip because we like power and control over information. In the book, I call that the spy, somebody who's always trying to get a little bit of information, maybe to use it on other people or maybe to trade it with other people. We often see that with teenage girls.
I was going to say in families.
Yes,
a lot.
That's right. A second one would be the grumbler. I'm gossiping because I'm complaining. The Hebrew word for a whisperer is nergon, and it means somebody who's kind of whispering in the background. The Israelites did this in their tents. They whispered against God.
Yeah.
Not that he couldn't hear. You can't talk behind God's back. But you get the idea.
Right.
A third one would be the backstabber. And that's kind of the traditional gossip, you know, the one who's mad about something and wants to hurt somebody else by talking about them. And that's a betrayal, and it really really does hurt. But that comes out of a desire for revenge, the heart of revenge. A fourth one would be the chameleon. That's somebody who's gossiping to fit in. If everybody else is doing it, maybe I could share a story.
Yeah, or even if I haven't lived that, I could talk about somebody else's story. And
oh, yeah, that's true. And then a fifth one would be, and this one's a big one here in America, and that is escape from boredom. We gossip to be entertained. We take somebody else's story and we say, hey, let's talk about so-and-so. And that's what you see on the entertainment news and the blogs and on Facebook, too. We're talking about other people because we want to be entertained.
Wow. Boy, it really makes my heart feel heavy. Mm. But tell us the good news. How do we overcome this?
Well, the good news is that for each of those kind of heart motivations, God has an antidote in the Bible. So just for example, the backstabber who wants revenge needs to understand that vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. And we can trust God to bring justice either now or later. With the escape from boredom, the gospel antidote is active love for others. If we are busy loving other people, then we won't be busy bodies.
Wow, that's good. And it sounds so simple. Is it true that we probably just haven't taken the time to sit down and think about this and read and study what God's word says?
And that's one of the reasons why I wrote the book, so that Christians could study the relevant passages and begin to apply them to our life. There's gospel promises out there to defeat the sin of gossip. We don't have to do it. We can resist.
That's right. We're talking about resisting gossip. There's some irony there, talking about gossip. But this is not out of a bad heart. This is because we want to be more Christ-like. It's a new book. It's released this week from Pastor Matt Mitchell. There's the one person who we often forget about in the gossip situation is the one that's being gossiped about.
Mm-hmm.
That's... can you talk about that for a little and their role?
We don't forget about them when we are that person. If you find out you've been gossiped about, of course, we don't always know when we're being gossiped about because it's happening behind our back. But after we find out that it's happened to us, it really hurts. And in the book, I have two different chapters about responding to gossip. If you've been sitting in that seat, the one being gossiped about, one chapter talks about trusting God with our reputation. You know, our reputations are a wonderful thing, and we need to try to cultivate a good reputation, but we can't control it. We've got to leave that reputation in God's hands. And the other chapter is about loving our enemies. Not that everyone who gossips about us is our mortal enemy, but they're standing against us in that way. And the Bible talks a lot about how we ought to love even the people that are doing something that hurts us.
Mm. Now, the book is for everyday people, but there's also a special bonus chapter for church leaders. And I love the title, Cultivating a Gossip-Resistant Church.
Mm.
That's a great description that I'm sure all our our church leaders would want for their church, that it's gossip resistant.
Mm-hmm. Originally, I called it gossip proof. I don't know if you can ever gossip proof your church so that gossip just bounces right on out. But we certainly want it to be gossip resistant. We want to train our people in understanding what gossip is, how to resist it, and then how to respond when gossiped about. And then we can think about how to have a culture that does that, where our people feel safe at church, when their reputations are safe, they know how to talk about other people lovingly and carefully. Certainly, we have to talk about problems, but there's a way to do it and a way not to do it. And that bonus chapter talks about how to lead your church into that.
That's great. I've read part of the book. I'm looking forward to reading the rest of it. It's available this week, and you can find links to it and more information at our website, WTLR.org. Pastor Matt, thanks for coming in and sharing. We wish you the very best, and we'll pray along with you that the book reaches many and that we are changed to be more Christ-like, resisting gossip and knowing how to handle our tongue.